Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Rev up those fryers, because I am sure hungry for one.
Greg Hill Show.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
It's
your cool hill man.
The Greg Hill Show.
We're up and out of Greg. Don't worry about that.
Tick, tick, boom.
Starring the biggest foodie on the planet.
To me, food is the most important thing.
White bread is succulent.
Greg Hill.
What kind of sauce would one use on pizza? French onion dip or...
Do you normally use sauce with your Cheetos?
No, no sauce with
you
Cheetos.
You have to dip the Cheetos?
No. You can tell Greg don't eat Cheetos.
Yeah, you don't eat Cheetos. That's disgusting.
Featuring the parlay playboy himself.
This tickles my fanny. Does that map make map? I did not know that.
Wiggy.
Do you know who Captain Obvious is?
I've heard the term Captain Obvious. Is he a whiskey person?
I don't know if it's whiskey or rum, but it's...
I don't think that's Captain Obvious.
I think you're thinking of Captain Morgan, Einstein.
Yeah, Captain Morgan.
Right.
That's not Captain Obvious.
But that's it's based off of.
Joined by Boston's number one linguist.
Criminal mischief and arson
have become this kind of tangent.
Pete Buttigieg.
Courtney Cox.
Yes. I love the Coxes, and Courtney, you know, she's like a little sister that I never had. To learn what they do on Easter, they are the biggest, douchiest family around.
Food we bring tour. Our own cheese board, and then we'll bring dessert. But we get all of our rest
you
of the food there.
You bring your own
there.
Charcuterie?
Yes.
Right.
And accompanied by two big brains behind the glass.
Don't put salmonella with your yams.
I'm on Shime Island.
Talk to me, Daddy.
You are both morons.
Curtis and Shime.
That dark blue rips. It's really good.
Right, Shime, do you have to use a new adjective every day?
I try to keep it spicy. Uh-huh.
Now.
Let's get down to business.
It's time to party.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Morning. Good hello, morning, everybody.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Good morning, my neighbors.
On Boston Sports Original.
W-E-E-I. It's all my people.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill. Greg Hill.
Show.
Greg Hill. Show. All right.
Woo. It's go, 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 go time.
Let the games begin.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Tick, tick, boom.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
Wagwan.
It's a Thursday, right?
That it is.
Okay. Bruins Thursday. I wasn't paying attention to the news yesterday. Anything happened? Anybody resign yesterday, Curtis?
I'm trying to reload and see if there's any new news.
Watch the social media if you could. Could be coming.
Yeah.
I mean, I did say Wednesday, but it could be I forgot to mention it could be Thursday or Friday.
Yeah, it could be somewhere. I didn't see it anywhere. Sports social media, black Twitter. I couldn't find it anywhere.
It's so Bruins coded, though, maybe to hear Greg and what he said and maybe switch a day or two. You know?
It is.
They loved to make any big announcement at 10:01.
They would love nothing more than to F with me.
That was a cocoa bomb.
Believe me.
Oh, we're not saying that anymore.
Oh, my
bad. G-bomb. If nothing happens, it's worse than a cocoa bomb. That thing is landing like Katy Perry in a tuna can from space, I got to tell you. But anyway. Curtis, Red Sox turned yet another double play last night, I believe. Where's that caller? We need to hear from that caller again.
Bizarre. Yep, 10-10.
Okay.
Win the series, go 3-3 on the road trip off today, and then they have the four-game wraparound weekend series with the Patriots Day game at 11 a.m. against the White Sox. If they don't win all four, I think it'll be a bad weekend.
Oh, okay. Certainly winning a series better than trying to get out of there and avoid the sweep. So,
yep.
Do we still have a team in Tampa, by the way? Like 10,000 people when you can finally go to a game. I heard forever that the Trop is this brutal place. It's like a mall. I've been there. It sucks. They have the catwalk. So now they're outdoors, and there's just, like, not the interest.
Is that temporary because they're building a new stadium, or what is going on?
They're building a brand-new taxpayer-funded stadium.
Okay. But is it because of the roof got blown off during the hurricane?
They're playing at this Steinbrenner Field because of that.
Yeah.
But the plans to build a new stadium were already in the works.
It's worse in Miami. They had... It was 78 degrees, and they had 7,000 people there for that game.
And they built a new stadium, right? Not too long ago, right? The Marlins,
new in Miami, yes.
Yes.
7,000.
You might as well
convert that to the Miami Hurricanes football field.
Actually, they're going back to High Life.
If you can't sell out a spring training building for your regular season game, then you probably shouldn't have a team.
Jesus. Yeah. I mean, would you suggest that Florida in general is not, I mean, it's the home of spring training, so along with Arizona, but I can you not subsist as a Major League Baseball team in that state for whatever reason?
I mean, the logic is sound. A lot of old people in Florida, you'd think baseball, big hit. But, I think that it is maybe one team, not two.
And they're like the Tampa Bay Rays are... Like, they're a decent ball club, you know?
They have been good for a while.
Yeah, it's not like they're – like, the Marlins, all right, they stink, but Tampa Bay – maybe you move the Marlins, Montreal, let's take them back to the Expos or something. I don't know.
I don't think it works in Montreal.
I don't think today that's going to work in America and Canada.
No, the Buffaloes, the Toronto put out some good fields.
Imagine how much it would cost to go to a game with the tariffs.
Oh, that is true. Yeah, maybe move them to Buffalo. Buffalo, could, I feel like they're looking for a baseball team.
Don't we have like a 90-day pause on those tariffs, though?
I think there is a pause, I think.
Oh, and good news. According to ESPN, in March 2025, the Rays – are not moving forward with their new stadium that was $1.5 billion.
All right.
Okay.
So maybe they are looking to relocate.
Maybe they could go to Worcester.
Vegas would be – oh, no, Vegas has the Oakland A's, right? Are they there yet?
Yeah.
The Oakland A's, they play –
No, they're in Sacramento right now.
They just haven't – are they going to change their name to the Vegas Athletics, or are they
– They're going to the Bay Area and back down.
Are they?
No. They're going to go to Las Vegas. Right. I just thought Sacktown back.
I'm trying to figure out what other city would be a good place for like the Tampa Bay Rays. I don't know.
And we're trying to figure out what you're trying to figure out.
I'm just trying to figure it out.
You know, I have a new feature, by the way. can we workshop this on the show?
Love it.
I think I'm going to call it the first baked statement of the day, which Courtney and I get when we walk in.
Yeah.
And it's brilliance.
Yes.
Like this morning. Do you remember what it was this morning?
Was it about Elon?
Yeah.
Wow.
So when we walk in, Wiggy offers not a hello or a greeting, but he offers the first baked statement of the day.
I was shocked when I saw that.
So can you say it just the way that you said it this morning?
I was like, Elon Musk got 14 kids?
Yes, Elon Musk has 14 kids.
God damn.
How long before Courtney and I got in here, how long had you been pondering that?
No, I was just kind of like, you know, doing my little research on the day, and he offered her $15 million. And then $100,000 a month.
to be quiet.
Yes.
The latest one.
And I didn't
realize. The influencer. Is she an influencer, the one he had the latest baby with?
Oh, that I don't know.
I think so.
I thought his latest one was like that XY chromosome name.
I don't know. He's had more sense.
No, he just had one that he wanted to keep quiet. And Wiki's right. He was offering her $15 million not to say anything about it. And I think she probably figured by saying something about it, she probably would get more in the end or something. Yeah. So,
money will do for you?
Yeah.
Because I was stunned that he had 14
kids. Oh, she's
kids.
Gorgeous. Ashley St. Clair is her name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you seen Elon?
Not all the same mommy.
No,
though.
Four baby mamas.
Right, right.
No, that's a lot of drama right there.
Their baby's name is Romulus.
Pretty good name.
Yeah.
Fine name.
Strong.
Classic Rome.
Yep. He's like the Tyreek Hill of the tech world, isn't he? Popping out kids all over the place.
Maybe you take him in the sperm race.
Well, yeah. Him, either Nick Cannon or Tyreek.
Yeah.
Wow, look at that. Look at mugshot and somebody that don't go with somebody.
She's stunning.
She is very attractive, and obviously he is as well, or she wouldn't have chose him.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought it was his personality. It's not his personality?
Probably personality and looks, I think, probably the two reasons that she chose him.
Jordan Hudson's with Bill Belichick.
I would say so, yes, absolutely.
She's on all Elon's emails.
You think she is? Yeah.
Oh, she's an author.
Oh, is she?
She's an author.
What? What do you call it again? What's the erotic novel thing that you
smut?
Smut. She's a smut author. Yeah. Oh. Jordan, I heard somebody talking about that.
Speaking of Jordan, she had three separate posts for Bill's birthday yesterday. I don't know if you saw any of them, but she presented him with a cake. And it had, you might think it would have a couple, like the wedding cake with the happy couple on top. No, it had a message, which was something to the effect of who gives an S.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That was what it was, the message on the cake?
So nailed it.
I guess the two of them don't care that people are talking about them.
I'm getting closer to calling for the 25th Amendment when it comes to the Bill Belichick coaching world. Like, I think she's controlled his life in a way that is not beneficial.
I think she
is operating everything, as you would say, at free random.
I cannot wait for the wedding because it's coming. It is coming.
Wow, that'll be classic.
Yeah, I mean, the photos of with the cake, he's like feeding her the cake. They're getting married.
Wow.
Why would he do that?
Because she wants it.
I know, but
she wants half that bread.
But again, why does she?
Well, I'm sure they're going to sign a prenup. Like.
You think? I don't know about that one. If she's on all the emails, she might be able to slide by that one.
She's going to delete that before he sees it. Yes. That's the issue.
Oh, Billy, I signed that this morning, silly. You remember.
That is the most fascinating relationship out there.
It really is.
It also seemed, the more I'm looking at it, like it was snake theme.
The birthday was a snake theme?
Yeah, there's like a snake in the background on the table. She's wearing all green. It's like giving Taylor Swift reputation. I like it.
What, like? Well, wasn't that how that was the first we learned of them was when he went to Taylor Swift with her, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Well, there they are. There's the happy couple, Bill in a suit and she in a beautiful dress. And they are celebrating his 73rd birthday?
Yeah.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
All right. Well, happy birthday, Bill Belichick.
Keep it going, Bill.
Apparently.
All right.
She's obviously an old soul.
She's a real old soul.
Is this the greatest example of truth being stranger than fiction? There is nobody on the planet that could have scripted this as the final chapter.
Oh. Yeah, this is the, I guess, this is stunning.
Chapel Hill with a snake-themed birthday party.
Stunning. You couldn't write it.
I wonder where you even go in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, to hold a snake party, a snake-themed party.
My gym does great ones. I highly recommend.
You know there's some snake wrangler down there.
This is Patrick from Auburn. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
What's up?
I was listening to you guys talk about Don Sweeney, the Bruins. He should be fired. He's done nothing to improve that team in the last 3 years.
Well, Charlie Jacobs, we'll get to it later. Might be somebody's lead, but the son of chairman yesterday said that he can't for the life of him, I'm paraphrasing, understand those who are calling for the head of Don Sweeney or Cam Neely. He cannot understand why any fan would do that.
Yeah.
So, sounds like the two of them are locked in place over there.
Won't seem like anybody's going anywhere, so.
No.
Run it back.
Yeah, I mean,
I talk to Chairman every day.
We will talk to Mike Milbury about that at 8:20 on this morning's show on a Bruins Thursday. And then, before that, we have Leeds in about 15 minutes or such. They said it at 7:20. That's a quick back and forth on everything they said yesterday, including what Jason Tatum said with the NBA playoffs just three sleeps away for the Boston Celtics. Courtney has news at 7:45. That includes an incident of violence on the golf course in Canada and front office report today with Craig Breslow at 9 as the Red Sox win a series. And we should celebrate that.
Craig.
And they are back travel day today and back at Fenway this weekend. It is... Not to step into your lane, Curtis, but is it going to be close to 80 now on Saturday? Is that accurate?
That's I am workshopping that, but okay. Looking like upper to mid 70s could touch 80.
Wow.
That's
unbelievable.
That so, is finally, yeah.
And of course, everybody loves going to the Marathon Monday, Patriots Day game on Monday. So, All right, lot to get to. Also, Hill Notes, 9:20. Leave one on any topic, and we'll play the best ones back for you later on this morning. Here is Courtney to start us off with what is trending this morning.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. The Bruins season is over, and while we didn't get a press conference yesterday, Greg just brought it up. We did hear from Charlie Jacobs via the Bees on X. In part, he wrote, the 2024-25 season was undoubtedly one of the most challenging of my tenure with the Boston Bruins. Today, I share your disappointment as the team clears out their locker stalls ahead of a long offseason. It's clear we have a lot of work to do, and that work is already underway. There is only one way forward from here. Expectations and accountability are higher than ever.
And then he went on, I don't know how you feel about this, but he goes on in the statement to describe himself as a Boston Bruin for life. Was that the wording that Charlie Jacobs used? I mean,
I'm incredibly proud to be a Bostonian. I take even greater pride in being a Boston Bruin. Together with leadership, we are embarking on an ambitious journey to restore glory to this great franchise.
Okay, you're not really a Boston Bruin. Like, the Boston Bruins are on the ice.
Doesn't he own the team?
Well, his dad owns the team, right. Yes.
So he's, you know.
How can I make this delicately?
He was born into it.
So I was waiting in line for the 5-year or... 10 years night honoring the survivors of the Marathon bombings with Zach Brown. And I somehow finagled my way with Dan Kraft, I believe.
Yes.
And Charlie Jacobs. Spoke to both of them. One was unbelievably charismatic, funny, listens to the show, huge fan.
Uh-huh.
And the other made Ken Laird look like Chris Rock.
Yeah, but he's probably the ultimate Boston Bruin fan. Like, if you're
he didn't say fan. He said, I am a Bruin for life.
I talk to Chairman every day.
I've done a lot of therapy in my life. If you call your dad Chairman.
Like you, our diehard fans, I bleed black and gold.
No, he owns the team. Yeah,
if you own the team, I mean.
You were born into it, you know, you grew up like maybe you're like, you know. The same way Jonathan probably feels he's a patriot for life.
Okay.
Wins and losses. I mean,
Jermaine Wiggins, you were a patriot.
Right, but...
Do you feel like Jonathan Kraft is a patriot?
Well, if your dad owns a team, I would think that you probably are, you know?
Wins and losses probably mean a hell of a lot to them.
Do you think Cam nearly shakes in his boots when Charlie comes in?
No, not Cam. Oh, but Cam's a Bruin for life, though.
Yes, he's Cam a lifer. Yes, of course. If Cam Neely said, I'm a Bruin for life, I would say, hear, hear.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The Red Sox wrap up a stretch of 15 games in 15 days, taking on the final game of the series in Tampa Bay. One zip, thanks to David Hamilton, homer in the third. Sean Newcomb went 4 2/3, giving up 0 runs on 4 hits while striking out 4. So the Sox take that series. The guys are off tonight before their home series with the White Sox starts tomorrow. Tomorrow's NBA games are set. It will be the Heat taking on the Hawks after the Heat beat the Bulls yesterday.
And oh, the Mavericks. Butler.
Mopped them. And Mop, that's Tyler Herro had what? He had a, like wow. Almost a 40-piece, right?
Yeah. Good coach.
Is it the coach?
No, it's because Chicago stinks. Did you watch the game?
No, I did not.
They stink.
The Mavericks take on the Grizzlies after Dallas beat the Kings last night. Reminder, the Celtics have game one against the Magic on Sunday. And that was brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. Spring is here. Ham it up with spiral sliced ham at Shaw's and Star Market. Just in time for your Easter feasts, spiraled sliced ham bone-in is just now 99 cents a pound. Limited to 2 per customer while supplies last. Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
And everybody, to get you ready for Easter, the James man met the Easter bunny yesterday.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my gosh.
Huge moment. Just, I mean, they don't make him better looking than that. I'm sorry.
What an outfit.
Oh, total fit check.
It's the blue.
Are those Nantucket Reds?
They are.
Wow.
Yep, they will be James Red soon. 38 degrees in Boston, afternoon high of 57.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Bruins Thursday on this show. That means Mike Milbury will join us for one more time this season at 8:20. And tomorrow on this show, Rob Ninkovich with his draft thoughts.
All right.
NFL draft just days away next week. So we will talk with Rob Ninkovich tomorrow morning on the show. With us now, though, I'm guessing a somewhat hot under the collar, Maria from Watertown. Good morning, Maria.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. I'll be as brief as possible.
Yep.
But what a disingenuous boob Charlie Jacobs is. You put that note out, okay, to do, you know, recovery from potential damage, and then you say to the fans, best fans in the world, you stayed with us, and then you insult their intelligence by saying you can't wrap your head around why people are calling for the heads of Sweeney and Neely. Let me enlighten you, because the only thing the Jacobs family bleeds, it's not black and gold, it's green, and it is money. So you stand out there and you say that, you know, things didn't go right from the beginning. Training camp was basically a waste of time. Isn't it the responsibility of your GM, when he sees that happening, to go down and have a word with the coach and prevent that from happening? Isn't it the responsibility of the GM who stands up in between periods of a Nesson broadcast and names players by name, saying that they defer and they don't shoot? Isn't the GM the one who identified those players and signed them? Isn't the GM's responsibility to have an awareness of the fact that maybe these players defer a bit too much and you want them to shoot rather than pass? Okay.
Yeah.
Their negotiating tactics are despicable. That's Neely and Sweeney. And you can't understand why we're ticked off. Oh, and by the way, every single player that you traded or fired, including the coach, every single one of them are on teams that are in the playoffs starting the 19th.
Charlie, does
that enlighten you a little bit? Does that enlighten you as to why people are ticked off? It's mind-blowing to me. And I will tell you something. This upcoming draft is probably one of the most important drafts that the Bruins have had in quite a long time. And I honestly, it makes me sick to my stomach to think that Don Sweeney and Cam Neely and their scouting staff are potentially going to be the ones making decisions for the future of this team. This and the word recovery, is that supposed to make us feel any better about what's happening? This was an unmitigated bleep show all season long. And you know how the Jacobs family rewarded the loyalty of fans, particularly season ticket holders, by raising prices yet again. So,
Maria,
I hope that explains things for Mr. Jacobs.
I am delighted that you got that off of your chest on this show, and I am always glad to hear your voice. So, that is Maria from Watertown, and she makes some points that I don't know that Charlie Jacobs understands are the fans are feeling, I guess. How did the poll? Did we do a poll yesterday? How'd that end up, Curtis?
Let me see here.
Last time I checked, it was like 90-10.
Yeah, it was a smoke show.
Should the Bruins fire Don Sweeney? 750 votes, 82% said yes.
Okay.
But remember, so, we've talked about this with the Bruins brass and front office. They are happy. To them, a successful season is making the playoffs. So Sweeney and Neely have been really successful. Even kind of Shime thinks it a little bit. That's the mindset that they have as an ownership group. It's not, in my opinion, it's not about winning a championship. It's like, well, if we make the playoffs, that's a successful season. And if we happen to win a championship, that's icing on the cake.
Yeah. This is Ed from Lancaster. What's up, Ed?
Hey, Greg, how you doing? Joe Sacco, is he going to be fired?
they saying that might happen today?
Well, he
you don't have to fire him.
I think Joe Sacco is going to speak today.
Mm-hmm.
I would assume that he wants the job, but I don't know that they're going to offer him the job. I mean, Maria pointed it out. You had a pretty good head coach here at the start of the season who now has his St. Louis Blues in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. So I don't know who they're going to go get.
Well, they'll get somebody like, you know, when we talk to Milbury, it'll be somebody that's already coaching somewhere or might have been.
But it sucks for Joe Sacco because he's been here for so long. Like, he's put his time in for the Bruins. And right. to be set up with zero success, like, they didn't do him any favors
so
going into this.
It's like a Mayo situation?
Yeah, I think that this is a complete Mayo situation. He was given a raw deal. And to take it out on him and think that putting a new head coach in position is going to fix this team.
But it wasn't even a Mayo. It wasn't even a Mayo situation with Sacco. Because think about it. You said he was here for a long time. He just kept getting passed over and passed over and passed over.
Well,
so he's
say,
probably
going
to go back down to one of the coaches, you know, like what he's been before as an assistant coach.
But Charlie Jacobs said that 5 years ago on a trip to Palm Beach, he identified Joe Sacco as the next head coach of the Boston Bruins.
At one of Charlie's equestrian events.
Charlie Jacobs, BC guy, Curtis.
I didn't know that. I just read that up. I Wikipedia'd him.
So Eagles.
The texters are, they say it's BC Eagle on BC Eagle violence this morning with Curtis.
Well, my sister went to BC, so.
They're also saying it's Lucky Sperm Club on Lucky Sperm Club violence with you, Charlie Jacobs, this morning.
Do people, we get this a lot, and a lot of it's your fault, Greg, but like, it has zero bearing. Like, if my dad owned WEEI, it would be similar.
Right.
Like, it's the dumbest thing in the world. My life would have been far simpler and people's ears far more relieved if I just went into my dad's business.
True. I love that the biggest thing that people come at us is like, wow, yeah, and your dad paid for your education, got you into BC. It's like, yep. Thank you. Thank you, Dad. That's very, very nice of him.
And let me tell you something. It did nothing for me. I just did the internships that got me into this. God in heaven. But anyway, BC, great school if you want to go.
All right. Well, we got a lot to get to this morning, including, I would suggest, this right now.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Great one, Sean. That is Skinner, Call Me the Breeze. Why'd you choose that this morning?
It was really breezy yesterday.
Oh.
To be completely honest, that's why I did it.
Could have gone with Windy by The Association, which is a legendary top 40 hit. But
can I play that next? Because I've never heard it before.
You've never heard Windy?
Not that I know of. I might have to listen to it.
Everyone knows it's Windy.
I've definitely never heard that.
And Windy has stormy eyes. You've never heard Windy?
Sounds like
that's
a hit.
That's the 6:45 rejoin right there.
Really good.
It was a huge hit.
Lyrical genius.
I got the 45 record from my father, Windy.
Nice.
He was a huge Association fan, my dad, Barry Hill. Anyway, your lead. Leads brought to you this morning by Subaru. The Subaru of New England Love Spring event is here right now. Spring into your next adventure in a 2025 Subaru. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Hey, Sean.
Hey, Greg. Good morning. So according to Jeremy Fowler, the Raiders left tackle Colton Miller is not currently participating in voluntary offseason programs and is seeking a contract extension, a.k.a. he either wants to get paid or get traded.
Okay.
Happened to play for Josh McDaniels in Vegas.
Okay.
Maybe he didn't hate Josh McDaniels as much as some of the other players.
Right.
And there's a chance you could go acquire a guy. The Patriots, this past offseason, clearly were under the impression that they wanted to go out and acquire guys that they were familiar with. A lot of the guys outside of Milton Williams, almost every other acquisition was a guy they were familiar with, and they could bring a guy in, which may then in turn assuage some of the fears that people have about drafting Will Campbell at number 4. You have far more options if you were to trade for Colton Miller. You trade for Miller, give him a bit of a contract extension since you still have a ton of cap anyways, and then you can have options at 4. You could go Ashton Jeanty. You could do what Wiggy wants. You could go Tyler Warren. You could go Jalen Walker if you really want another pass rusher. So now you could even still take Will Campbell and then, you know, have the option of having him at tackle or guard when you need him and have that flexibility.
It seems like the Genty at number four for the Patriots talk is heating up.
I will spontaneously combust in a good way.
Why is it heating up?
I don't know. It seems weird. But again, like, Vrabel has shown you that he wants to play that kind of football. He wants to take some of the burden off the quarterback. He wants to be able to run the ball effectively. Mm-hmm. And Ashton Genty is the best running back in this draft by a bullet. And, like, I would put him on par with, like, Ezekiel Elliott coming out of Ohio State. Right. That's kind of how I comp Ashton Genty.
So you would love that pick.
I would be over the moon. I would, because I think a lot of people will hate it, and which I partly love. And then I love Ashton Genty as a player. I think he's awesome.
All right, okay. I mean, that'd be interesting. He had a great career at Boise State.
Shine, what do you have to give the Raiders to get that deal done?
Because he wants a contract extension and probably wants out, I wouldn't think it's that much. Maybe give him the third round pick, or give them the third round pick you got for Matthew Judon, and just kind of wipe your hands clean. And basically, it was a Judon for Colton Miller trade, and you're golden. Huh. I think that may be all it takes.
Huh?
All
right.
Is this going to affect your mock draft?
Hopefully, if they're going to make the trade, hopefully it happens this weekend, and then it would definitely affect my mock draft, Courtney. Yes. Yeah.
When is that launching?
Monday morning.
All right.
6 a.m. Monday morning.
Will it go higher in space than Gail King and Katy Perry did?
It's kind of hard to do, Greg. They went 62 miles off the ground.
That was a perfect setup, Greg.
What, for your lead?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Let's get to it right now.
Mitch has this. You know, I'd like to apologize to all the females that boarded that remarkably dangerous flight. Because it just was released that, what the hell is her name? Katy Perry.
Yeah.
Is going on tour.
All right.
This was yesterday, so I'm sure just happenstance.
Uh-huh.
Next stop, the Lifetimes tour, which, by the way, can you do a little bit less to copy Taylor Swift? The Lifetimes after Taylor Swift in
good
the
point,
Eras?
Curtis. Right. And they've had beef in the past.
They got bad blood, don't they?
Yep. Good job, yeah. Wiggy.
Wasn't a major hit, that song?
Yes, but the fact that you knew was about her.
Is the album called Butterfly? Is that why she was holding the butterfly in the space capsule?
Yeah. So, I'm sorry. Obviously, I don't think I'll be able to prove it, but the popping of the door, Greg was right. This whole thing,
it's fake,
was this ruse.
It was probably the butterfly that opened the door up accidentally before they were supposed to.
Right.
And so you think that they like produced the video of them up there floating around?
Yes. I have no idea.
I do believe it was. I am firmly in the camp that the whole thing was faked by Bezos for his beloved fiance.
Perfect timing.
I will argue till I'm dead that
Bezos
is more whipped than Bill Belichick. You can't say that about many people. He spent $1 billion+ so that his wife and her gigantic plumped lips could go to space.
So all the people at the observing deck, watching observation
Oprah.
Deck.
They were participants in
the thing? But there weren't just famous people. There were people that went to see it happen. Did they actually launch a rocket? They just weren't in it?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know how that worked.
I don't know how it works.
It'll be good for the tour, though. Maybe she'll come down in a spaceship from out of the raft.
Definitely.
So
she will,
incorporate it.
If Taylor Swift did Eras, Katy Perry traveled through time, and she's announcing Lifetime's tour.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
BS. I'm Team Taylor on this one. Jordan, Courtney, and I are all together.
Okay. All right, Curtis. Thank you.
Thank you.
Rest of the leads coming up next.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Obscure reference. What phenomenal television program was that song featured in? Curtis, I see you raising your hand.
Breaking Bad.
Yes, yes. Nailed it. Nailed it. Viewer request. I believe. I don't know.
That was Courtney's first boo.
All right. You didn't like Breaking Bad?
No, hated.
Oh,
wow.
My God.
Yeah,
wow.
I think it's overrated.
Do not embarrass yourself publicly.
I actually stand with Courtney on this. Yes. I also think it's overrated.
Please.
All right.
What? Jesse!
Awesome. I didn't think he was a good character.
Who? Walter?
Yeah.
What? Walter White is the greatest character in television.
Talk about Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah, a lot of Winnie the Pooh.
He was in a fugue state.
Yes.
Shibe, there weren't enough Charizards in it for you?
Yeah, not enough.
Okay, so just to be clear, as if you didn't already know, they were total ignoramuses. Both Courtney and Shibe think Breaking Bad was overrated.
Wow.
It is arguably the greatest drama ever to air on television. Meh. Ipso facto.
Oh,
ever. Curtis, viewer request came in on the fax machine. I don't know. So I don't know if it's YouTube or Twitch. You can watch this show on both. This show on Twitch is presented by Springer's Jewelers. And, you know, diamonds are a girl's best friend. So if you're in the market for a diamond, whether it is for an engagement or an anniversary or Courtney's favorite reason, which is just because.
Yep. Right.
Does Santo give you a diamond on Easter?
Yeah, I asked what my Easter present was going to be this year.
Go see Springer's Jewelers. They are in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. The request is that you turn Pudge around. I guess Pudge has been facing in the wrong direction over there, Curtis. So
the disrespect.
People are upset that they can't see Pudge.
Do you still give Brees and Julia Easter baskets?
No. That is no longer a thing, the Easter baskets. We moved on to golf. All right. We have leads left. Courtney, good morning and hello.
Good morning, everybody. Liam Hendricks continues to be a great guy. This move would have won over both Greg and Scheim if they were teammates with him for the Sea Dogs. But most MLB players on rehab assignments sponsor meals for their minor league teammates, coaches, team personnel during their visits. And Hendricks rented a food truck for both the Sea Dogs and the Yard Goats yesterday before the game at Duncan Park. It seemed like he went above and beyond. It set him back, I believe, $3,000.
Okay.
Right. And the Yard Goats posted on X a photo saying Liam Hendricks, at Red Sox pitcher on rehab tonight for Portland, rented a food truck for his whole team and all of the Yard Goats and everyone who works at Duncan Park. Pretty classy.
Yeah.
He continues to be top-notch guy. Yeah. No matter what you think my motive is for doing this lead, I just think that Liam Hendricks should be the face of this organization because he is constantly doing the right thing.
And that's why he is your hall pass.
Right. No, he's not my hall pass. That is Drake.
You couldn't stop. You were practically practically sitting on his lap in Fort Myers.
That is not true either. And Scheim set me up to make me look bad that day. Let's not forget.
I would never do that.
Yeah, we just got to get the face of the franchise on the field.
Yeah.
Well, once we get him on the field.
Soon. Yeah, he'll be back.
Let's not rush.
Take your time.
This is Joe in the car. Hello, Joe.
Good morning.
What's up?
Courtney.
Yes.
You must be sick about Breaking Bad. Are you crazy?
Yeah, like what was the draw, Joe? What was the draw in?
Gustavo.
You couldn't get enough of it. You couldn't get enough. The guy was getting sick. The guy was a school teacher trying to make some money on the side and things got too big for him. And then he gets sick. I think he's going to die. I mean, come on, Courtney. You lost all credibility with me. I'm sorry when it comes to shows. I love you. But, man, I got to tell you, you're nuts.
It's just depressing.
It's a good one, though.
The character development with, never mind Walter White, who is the main character, but the adjunct characters.
Gustavo Fring.
Yes, I know you love Gustavo.
Love Gustavo.
But Walt Jr.
Yep.
Skyler.
Yep.
Who is arguably the worst wife in the history of television and of wifedom. Like, I'm sorry. There's just so many additional storylines in that when it comes to character development.
And you think it's a top drama you've ever watched?
Yes. It's right up there with Sopranos. Like, Curtis, what else would you put in that category?
Sons of Anarchy.
I've never seen Sons of Anarchy.
Sopranos is probably near the top.
The Wire is up there.
Friday Night Lights.
I'd put Peaky Blinders up there.
Gossip Girl.
I say Courtney.
You know what?
Friday Night Lights?
Unbelievable. I read a great television program. Friday Night Lights. Better than the movie.
Have you seen, what was the name of the one that we watched at the start of the pandemic? Mayor of Easttown?
Yeah, great.
That was probably the best drama. That was an awesome,
phenomenal
show.
Miniseries.
I also really love that Defending Jacob on Apple TV. The one that was from here. I thought that was.
You're
really
missing out on some good ones.
Defending Jacob was the pair. Their son was charged with a murder. Is that the,
that is correct? Yeah. Well-to-do family. Chris Evans.
Yeah.
Based in Mass, right?
Yep.
There's the mayor of Kingstown with Jeremy.
That's good, but it's not on the same level.
Man,
I don't know what
you're talking about, man.
What, you think that...
That's good. That Mayor of Kingstown is...
Mayor of Kingstown is good with Jeremy Renner.
Yep.
But you put that on the same level as Breaking Bad?
Yeah, I'd put it up there. I'd put Pinky Blinders up there.
One Tree Hill.
Pinky Blinders.
One Tree Hill's great.
Gangs of London,
I'd
put it up there.
Wouldn't put it on my dramas, but.
The OC, like the list goes. Homeland,
the open,
Homeland.
The 24.
Homeland's your best one yet.
I will give you Homeland.
24.
The first three seasons of Homeland, right up until when he was in the elevator, were unbeatable.
Yeah. The scene where he's praying in the garage remains one of the most shocking moments.
Yeah. Yes.
You haven't seen the spinoff, but Better Call Saul was good too.
Yeah,
brutal.
Better Call Saul. Your guy Jakesy was freaking out the other day when he heard me say I hadn't seen it on the show.
Scandal? One of the best. One of the best.
I used to love Oz. Remember Oz?
Yeah.
The prison show?
Yeah. I'm
sorry. Courtney likes Oz because that's where Liam Hendricks is from.
All right. Here's a text that said, didn't Courtney say that Drake is her hall pass? Yes.
Yeah.
But if you heard her with Liam Hendricks when we were together in Fort Myers, that's old news. Drake is old news.
If I was a man, you guys would never say that.
That That's true. Yes.
Is that guy still employed? I hope.
Yes, he still has his job. All right. We got leads from Wiggy and leads from yours truly coming up next. And then at 7:20, they said it. Quick back and forth on everything that they said yesterday. And we will definitely get to what Jason Tatum said with the NBA playoffs just 3 sleeps away for the Seas.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.